HUD was given about $13.5 billion by Congress to invest in housing, to create jobs, to generate energy efficiency improvements. And we were able to allocate about three-quarters of that money, over $10 billion, literally within a week of the president signing the bill.
So how were you able to do that, and how, more importantly, were you able to do that in a way that you can account for it under the rules that are governing this money?
Most of the programs that Congress appropriated funding for are formula-based programs. That means that we allocate funds directly to state and local grantees. These are tried-and-true programs like the Public Housing Capital Fund. We know who the grantees are going to be based on a whole set of indicators. And so we were able to allocate the funds within a week. Now what we're about to do is execute contracts with this vast network of states and localities and public housing agencies. And that's where we'll begin to comply with the transparency and accountability provisions in the Act.
Now, your Public Housing Capital Fund program, $3 billion went to that, apparently to 3,134 public housing agencies.
That's correct.
And so that's money that they would not have had ordinarily.
That's absolutely correct. And what happens is the public housing agencies, each of them has a five-year capital plan. And that capital plan spells out the projects and the activities that they're going to invest in. And what this $3 billion is going to do, it's going to help them basically reduce a backlog of repairs and renovations and rehabilitation that they've been waiting to carry forward. And it's very similar in many of our other programs. Funding has not been adequate for a good portion of HUD's activities for quite some time, and therefore we have a whole range of shovel-ready projects, so to speak, that are ready to go once we ultimately execute contracts with all these different grantees.
We're talking with Bruce Katz. He's senior advisor to HUD Secretary Sean Donovan. Now, we've been talking about Public Housing Capital Fund program. That was $3 billion. You spent $10 billion, though, of the stimulus money. Some of it went to community block programs or block grant programs. How do those differ from the capital programs?
Well, the Community Development Block Grant Program has been in place since 1974. It's a tried-and-true program. It's administered by the mayors, county executives. What that has is a much broader range of activities. What you may see is mayors using that funds to repair privately owned housing that serves low-income families. They may use it to repair and reconstruct community facilities. They may actually use it for some local infrastructure. So the mayors have a broader range of activities under the Community Development Block Grant Program.
Okay, and the next step in all this money, as you indicated earlier, is to comply with the OMB rules for accounting for it, for making it transparent, for putting on websites. How will you accomplish that over the next few weeks?
Well, we've already started to do that. If anyone goes to our website, what they will find is a fairly detailed allocation of our funding to states and local grantees, including the public housing agencies. That's just the first step of transparency. Once these local agencies or the states begin to sub-allocate to particular contractors, as you described, then we will disclose that as well. And obviously, HUD has some traditional methods for ensuring that federal funds are spent effectively, efficiently, in ways that prevent fraud, waste, and abuse. So every one of our grantees, essentially, will be coming in with plans for expending these funds. And there is a level of accountability that they will be held to.
And are any of the HUD funds going to brand-new housing, green field projects?
I doubt it. I think the bulk of this funding is going to be for renovation and rehabilitation. Now, what we are doing is we are sending funds directly to state housing agencies to essentially get a whole bunch of low-income housing tax credit projects going. Now, these are projects that have been stalled because the market for low-income housing tax credits has essentially collapsed in the past year or so due to the credit crunch, due to the housing downturn, due to the broader economic downturn. So Congress gave us about $2.25 billion to invest through the state HFAs in shovel-ready low-income housing tax credit projects. Some of those will probably be new construction projects, But again, I think over time what we're seeing is much more focus on renovation, preservation, and building affordable housing closer to transit, closer to transportation nodes, so people can get to work quickly and more cheaply.